Every few weeks we talk to Mark Levine. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's formerly worked for the US Congress and he's currently a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show host. He's also running for Congress, but as we like to say, he tells all of his friends he talks politics and international affairs with Matt and Dave every few weeks. Good morning, Mark Levine.
Good morning.
Mark, we're on our campaign bus. We have done this with you before during the federal election, but we've got a state election, a bit like your gubernatorial elections. But we're back on the campaign bus. We're driving through our capital city as we speak with you right now.
Well, I need my own campaign bus to be on. I wish the voters of Adelaide, who know me so well because of you, Matt and Dave, could have a choice in my campaign, but I don't think they allow that.
But Mark, if you pay for the airfares and the accommodation, we're happy to run your campaign.
No, that's
for
the citizens. No, they wouldn't be able to vote for me. But it's very interesting. It'd be interesting to compare as we go along my campaign with your folks over there.
It is. When's the election? When's your election? How long do your campaigns run?
Well, the primary will be June 10th. It's a pretty crowded primary. I'm one of 11 candidates running. And then the general election will be in November.
Wow. Don't you get bored? I mean, that's like we only have 4-week campaigns here.
I'm rushing to get things done by June, trust me.
We have a very short attention span. Four weeks.
That's it.
In fact, a lot of us have lost interest by the end of the first week.
And we have presidential campaigns that sometimes seem to last 3 or 4 years. As soon as one guy gets in, they're already talking about the next one.
Actually, it's a good point. If you drive around America, particularly if you're in the backwoods, you realise that there are elections going on all the time for everything from your county sheriff to senators to congressmen. It's quite incredible.
Mark, is Crimea, Ukraine, and Vladimir Putin at the forefront of everyone's minds in Washington at the moment?
I would say it is. It's certainly in the forefront of my mind, and it's certainly something that has our government fully occupied. Absolutely. I would say this. As much as we joke about Australia and America, and as much as we've had great time over the past 2 or 3 years, talking about the foibles of our respective countries, I got to say, in a week like this, when free people, or people striving to be free, just wanting to choose their own government, are met with Russian tanks invading their land, I think it reminds Americans and Australians how much we have to be thankful for that we live in a free country.
And it's quite notable, isn't it, that Putin has sort of lectured the West on not involving itself in the sovereignty of other states when it comes to Syria and so on. But all that's abandoned. And look, there's no surprises there, but that doesn't worry him. But it's quite interesting when you look at the little lectures he has given the West.
I mean, I think Madeleine Albright said it best, our former Secretary of State. She said Putin is delusional, and I think he is delusional. If you listen to what he said things like, Russia is in Crimea to stay, and there are no Russian troops in Crimea. He says things like the president of Ukraine is the former president or isn't the former president. I mean, he literally contradicts himself in the exact same speech he gives. He's clearly delusional, and I hope he's met with a very strong response, and I hope President Obama is preparing a very strong response. I think that sanctions could be very, very harmful to the Russian economy, and if I were president, I'd impose them immediately and then, let them go if Russia backs down.
Mark, on ABC News here, we have a great commentator called Alan Kohler, and last night he quite starkly showed the difference between the last time this was tried on and this time, and that is the world economy, open markets, even for places like Russia, the effect on the Russian stock exchange, the effect on the Russian ruble, and you do wonder whether one of the great peacemakers now is the dollar. And the fact that you can rattle the sabres all you want, but you can also, the Western world, if it wants to, can trash the Russian economy.
And I think the Western world should. And this is something that obviously the United States can't do alone. We have to reach out to Australia and to Europe and to Japan and to fair-minded democratic nations all around the world. This is something that should not happen. And I actually still think there's time for Russia to back down. I think President Obama is trying to give Putin face-saving measures. But he's got to do more than talk, as far as I'm concerned. Saying we're not going to attend the G8 in Sochi, that's not quite tough enough, as far as I'm concerned. But I expect and I hope that President Obama is working right now on some executive orders to really do some harm to the Russian economy and working feverishly with Western nations to do the same. Because I think that if Russia sees its real consequences, and it's not just talk, I think that they're less likely, certainly, to go further, because I fear they could invade eastern Ukraine, where a lot of Russian speakers are, and give them a chance to back down from what they're doing.
Hmm. Mark, thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck with your campaign. If you need any help, you know
well, thank
that
you
Matt
for
and I here for you.
Yeah,
I
we help so
appreciate
many people.
That. And if, I guess if I ever want to run in Adelaide, you got my back there. So that's good to know.
Good on you, Mark.
Mark Levine. He's got his own talk show. He's a former constitutional lawyer working for Congress. Now he's running for Congress and a regular guest on our show.